Hey there. Oh, well, it's no secret. There's no use in trying to hide it. I've been waiting for you. Yes, you? I know it's been a while, but what do you say? Shall we dim the lights? Why not pull down the shades? Go on and kick off your shoes and settle in for some fireside mystery theater. Did you know in honor of Valentine's Day, we've got all new sultry tales of secret lovers? The following episode is just for you. Three Little Secrets was taped live in New York City on January 27th, 2019.
What a cold night this is. Hear the wind whip against the window pane. Listen as it whines and whispers all the secrets dancing about in the ether. Confessions and confidences of past, present, and future flutter about. I can hear them. Can you? Sundry cries of passion and pain, hard luck tales of fidelities tested, and betrayals victorious. Secrets we can decode and decipher. Secrets such as this one.
Richard, where are you taking me?
Allow me. What do you think?
Is this for real?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh my God, this place must cost a fortune.
This is my private sanctum. No one else knows about it, except you and me.
Oh, Richard, it's beautiful.
Now, finally, we can be alone together.
I've waited so long for this night.
Come on, Mel. Let's open a bottle.
Champagne.
Champagne.
And in another part of the city...
Oh, come on, Ethan. You should consider it a company perk.
What? This trip to the sauna?
Oh, man. Don't be so dense.
Stop trying to change the subject. We're all men here.
Oh, well, I just don't...
You're upper management now, Ethan. You made it! How old are you?
42.
42. Well, I'm 43. I got started when I turned 40.
40. I was 39.
I still don't know what you guys are getting at.
You're upper management, Ethan. You busted your ass to get here, right?
Well, yes, I...
Well, you've earned the right, then. That's all me and Hart are saying.
Ethan, we just wasted 20 minutes of good steam bath decompression time listening to you complain about your lack of marital bliss.
You need to learn the art of decompression, my friend.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just that Jenny drives me up the wall sometimes.
Drives me up the wall? You're miserable, Chief.
Oh, miserable.
Well, I wouldn't...
You're upper management. You made it, kid! You deserve some fun!
I still don't understand you, Art.
Okay, look. All of us in upper management have, side dishes.
All of us.
Side dishes?
Gotta get yourself a side dish, kid!
I'm at a loss for words, guys.
You don't want to divorce her, do you?
That could be prohibitively expensive, right?
But
I know. Why rock the boat? You're reasonably happy. But you know what? Reasonably happy is not the same as being happy.
All you need is a little side dish. Something, I mean, someone to help fill in those happiness deficits. That's all we're saying.
So what are you saying? I just pick up one of the receptionists on our floor and start up a romance?
Oh, hell no!
What, are you crazy?
thanks just the same, but I'm perfectly content being miserable, gents. It suits my demeanor.
If you were wearing pants right now, they would be on fire. Trip, our boy needs help. I think we need to put him hip.
Hip?
Rusevich, the director of IT, came up with it.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
It's strictly for in-house only.
A private site.
A dating site.
You're kidding.
Strictly for upper management.
Come on, let's see that smile. You made it, kid!
We call it Unbound.
Call what Unbound?
The name of the site! It's a dating site.
Not only can you get a side dish, you can get a different side dish each week if you wanted to.
Oh, this has to be a joke. I'm sorry, fellas. I know I'm a fairly gullible guy.
I'll share the link with you.
Oh, that's all right, thanks.
Just take a look at it. It's very well done.
And it doesn't cost you a penny. Like we said, company perk.
Thanks. You guys have your fun.
Look, Ethan, you just told us 10 minutes ago you never closed your Tinder account.
Well, I haven't really used it. I just browsed.
You also admitted that you still lurk on your ex's Facebook pages.
Yeah, but I haven't actually acted on anything.
Look, I get it. It's too risky, too complicated. Not this site. Not with Unbound. It's different.
When you browse the site, you never see their faces. It's strictly from the waist down.
What? Say that again.
Look at that face, Trip. Yeah. I'd say he's intrigued, huh?
You mean you don't see any of their faces?
Yeah. He's into it. He's into it.
And still, somewhere else, a lonely soul transmits its yearning signals from the receiver of the heart.
Here you are, Miz.
Excuse me, bartender. I didn't order this drink.
Well, I guess that's because...
That's because I asked our bartender to send it over to you.
Oh? And why did you do that?
Because I think it beats us just staring at one another all night.
Well, maybe I don't need another drink.
Needing is one thing. Wanting is another.
Who are you?
My name's Ryan. Who are you?
I'm Ellen. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Ellen. I'd love to talk with you.
About what?
About whatever you'd like to talk about.
How about we talk about my husband?
Not the most interesting subject in the world to me personally, but what exactly would you like to say about your husband?
About what a cold, uncaring, and neglectful husband he is.
Ah. Well, I know all too well about cold, uncaring, and neglectful husbands, and the devastating impact they have on the beautiful women in their lives.
Yeah? How's that?
Oh, trust me, I know.
Jack is a real piece of work.
Jack?
My husband.
Ooh, this window has become quite steamy with passion. But if I wipe away the fog, each picture becomes clearer. There, what do I see now? Don't worry, we'll get back to the hot and steamy action in just a moment. The passion at play in this episode is brought to you by Wix, the place to easily build and maintain beautiful, stunning websites. We here at Fireside Mystery Theater use Wix for our website, and so do over 140 million people. You can start and publish your site for free, choose from over 500 stunning templates, or build your own design from scratch. You'll find that it is super easy to change, customize, and add anything you want. Everything is automatically optimized for any device, whether it's desktop, smartphone, or tablet. The Wix editor is simple and intuitive to use. Could it get any easier than just dragging and dropping? But for the more technologically advanced, Wix Code is creation without limits. Build your own advanced web applications and robust websites with serverless, hassle-free coding. Regardless of tech prowess, with Wix, you can build a fantastic and professional website any way you want. The tools available at your fingertips with Wix are amazing, and I'm discovering exciting features all the time. Using Wix for FiresideMysteryTheater.com, I'm able to make updates for our upcoming live shows in a matter of seconds. And we have a podcast player, so you can listen to any of our episodes directly from our site. Whether you want to build a site for your business, your art, or to grow your personal brand, Wix has the tools you need to make the website you need. Get started now with 10% off by going to wix.com/podcast. That's wix.com/podcast and get 10% off. Easy as that. wix.com/podcast. Now back to Three Little Secrets.
You want a puff, sweetie?
No, I don't smoke.
Something the matter?
Please, don't touch me.
Mel, what's wrong? We just had our first night together at our very own secret hideaway. Don't tell me that now's the moment you're starting to have regrets.
I'm sorry I ever met you, Richard.
Okay, that's quite a mood swing there.
I said don't touch me!
All right, all right. Please, tell me what's wrong.
Yes, I'm sorry I ever met you, but not as sorry as Margaret was.
Margaret?
Yes. You know, Margaret Pattison.
Margaret Pattison? You knew her?
Knew her. I buried her. Margaret was my half-sister, but really she was just my sister. That's how it is in my family. We don't make distinctions like that. You know, she lost her mind when you threw her over.
This is crazy. Look, I'm sorry.
I'm not as sorry as you're going to be.
What do you mean by that?
It's over for you, Richard.
Are you trying to threaten me?
I don't need to threaten you. You're already finished.
You're crazy. Just like your sister was.
She was the healthy one, actually. Not like me.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm leaving.
Good. You get the hell out of here.
God, where is my dress? Oh, there it is. I know you're a young guy, Richard, but have you made out your will? Okay, there's one shoe. Where is my other shoe?
What are you saying? Just get out of here already.
You won't have a whole lot of time to get your affairs in order, if you did indeed get it.
Get what?
I made my will out as soon as I learned I had it.
Had what?
I don't know. It's so rare. Doctors haven't found a name for it yet, Richard. And I'm sorry to tell you, it's highly contagious. I'll be lucky if I make it past next year. So long, lover.
And what happens to us all when we become dependent on technology for everything? Even for romantic fulfillment. With a finger, he swipes from photograph to photograph until he settles on one. Voluptuous torsos and tight lower regions devoid of faces flash past in a titillating blur. Faces and heads don't matter until they do.
Oh my God. It's her, isn't it? She's a little early. Oh, crap. Where are my pants? I can't believe I'm actually doing this. I'm scared to death. Yes, I'm completely terrified. Straighten up, man. Come on. Hold on. I'll be right there. I wonder what she looks like. Oh, I hope she's not a dog. Oh, please, God, don't let her be a dog. What if she's not a dog? What if she's really hot? What if she's really hot and I set up our meeting in this shabby low-rent motel? Oh, Christ. Oh, please don't make her too hot. I mean, I already know what her body looks like. That's more than half the battle, right? Okay, hold on. Sorry, here I come. I'm upper management now. I deserve this. I deserve a side dish of my own. If only I didn't have to reckon with her head. Okay, here we go.
Well, well, well. That was quite a reaction. I suppose the last person he expected to see at the door of that shabby motel room was his wife. Apparently, some folks can't tell the difference between a side dish and a main course. And what of that casual drink at a bar bought by a sensuous stranger? The promising prelude to an irresistible fantasy, perhaps?
Actually, could you tell me a little bit more about your husband?
Why?
Something sort of rang a bell. You said his name is Jack.
Yes, Jack.
Jack.
Why do you ask?
What's your last name?
Remsen.
Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at my planner for tomorrow.
You're losing me, man.
Oh, good God. What are the chances?
You're being awfully weird. What's going on here?
Oh, God. Please, don't tell me that you live on 23 Abacus Lane.
I do. But how the hell would you know that?
Because you and your husband have an appointment with me tomorrow at 5 p.m. Your first appointment. You made the appointment over the phone with my secretary.
What?
I'm Dr. Ryan Morse. You know, your new marriage counselor.
Don't assume that the illicit romance ended there. Professionalism never got in the way of field research for Dr. Ryan Morse. As long as he still got to play the field. Kind of gave him a special advantage seeing all those marital troubles firsthand. These are just some of the many tales enshrouded in the wind that is formed from the sound of loving whispers, secret desires, and unrequited longings. Believe me, there's much more for you to glance upon. Come meet me at our little private rendezvous, and I'll tell you all about it, even if it means risking it all in the name of love. Put your hand in mine and throw caution to that whispering wind. We're in the mood for love. And this is Fireside Mystery Theater. And that was Three Little Secrets. Mel was played by Casey LaForest. Richard was played by Alan LaForest. Art was played by Michael Pate. Ethan was played by James Kleinman. Trip was played by Eric Davey Gislison. The bartender was played by David Linton. Ellen was played by Mary Murphy. Dr. Ryan Morse was played by James Reeser. And your narrator was me, Ali Silva. Three Little Secrets was written by Silvan Sandovar and directed by Team Silva Rodriguez. Secret Lovers was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score is improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. We're on the topic of love with these next few episodes. And whether you've been listening to us for a while or have just recently been drawn into the weird world that is Fireside Mystery Theater, well, we hope that you love us as much as we love you, dear listeners. And we absolutely love creating Fireside Mystery Theater. But alas, we cannot survive on love alone. The small band of mischief makers that we are work very hard to bring you deliciously dark and delightful audio entertainment. But we need your help to sustain this creepy thing we love and to enable our fireside flames to grow. Consider becoming our very own Patreon patron. For a dollar or two or more a month, you would be providing vital support for what we do, and you'd help us achieve our future goals. We've cooked up some special perks for it, too. Fancy a postcard from Sunken Harbor? Exclusive discounts on our merch. A personalized audio thank you from someone in our fabulous cast. A fancy schmancy limited edition lapel pin. Well, we've got perks for all different monthly sustainer levels. Check them out and become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. Want to declare your love for us? Flowers, candy, and exotic edible undergarments are nothing compared to an ever-loving rating and review. Keep up to date with all things FMT by following us on Instagram and Twitter with the handle @FiresideMystery. Like us on Facebook, too. We'll love you for it. Extra, extra! Read all about it at New York City's Slipper Room on Sunday, February 24th at 5 p.m. We're dropping a big news story. Fireside Mystery Theater unearths yet more from the secret files of Nellie Bly. You don't want to miss this. Fun, thrills, wine, great women, and song, with some stunning bits of New York City history to boot. Get those tickets now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. Where can secret lovers go to find discreet and delicious darkness? Well, we know a place where all it costs is one thin dime. Come steal away with us for the next installment of Secret Lovers, A Place of Love. Is it passion, or is it fear that makes your heart race? Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and be sure to mind the shadows.